David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest. His name is Abhi, and he has a company that he is just that does funneling and has many services on how to help the little guy, you know, get ahead of the big guy. Like, we have a lot of companies like Amazon and Target and Walmart and all these companies that are really hurting the small businessman. And Abhi's here today to talk about different ways, different techniques and solutions that are feasible and affordable, and they can actually help the little businesses grow and actually become really successful monetarily and be able to reach their goals that they have set for themselves. So Abhi, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to see you. And I really enjoy this topic because it's something that in our society, people are just, you know, struggling. You know, you're the small business owner, you know, is struggling because they have oh so much money to spend. They're trying to get ahead of these big corporations. You know, they're able to put prices really low. They, you know, these companies, these small companies have a lot of great things to offer. You have a lot of mom and pop stores and stuff, and the stores have been here forever. So, you know, tell us a little about funneling and about yourself and your company and how all these things tie in and could actually help people with businesses.
Absolutely, Stacy. Thanks a lot for that introduction. So I'm Abhi. Hello, everyone. I'm founder and CEO of causalfunnel.com, and we offer data science and AI tools for the little businesses or small and medium-sized businesses to compete with, you know, big tech and Amazon's and, you know, Tencent's of the world. The way Causal Funnel works is if you look at your, if you have an online store, and if you look at your business, basically your business checkout or customers visiting the store, or it's basically a funnel. They come to this website, they browse different products, then they add to cart. Or if you are booking an appointment, they click on your like lead form and then like hit submit or take the checkout and then leave, right? Now there are a lot of variables between them coming to the site and then finally doing the checkout or submitting that lead form. So that's where we help the small and medium-sized businesses by getting them, you know, better conversion rate, optimizing their website for better landing pages, doing A/B tests to see which images, which pages, which clicks would be more beneficial for the longer run in terms of sales and customer retention. And that's basically the whole funnel, right? So if you're suffering from, say, hey, I have very low visitor count, how can I, you know, improve that? Then we give you like, you know, our, you know, ad optimization software. We also have help with SEO, where we can get you more traffic and traffic that actually converts.
Yes.
Not just like just random traffic, right? Then the second aspect of it is that once the traffic is on the site, what are you doing to get them converting at a better rate, right? If say if you have like 10,000 visitors, but only say 20 sales a month, that's pretty low number, right? So how can you get that 20 to 200? That's where our middle of the funnel tools come in, like, you know, user segmentation on real time, right? You know, AI shopping buddy that would help the customer make better choices while he's on the site. As you know, in this day and age, the attention span of consumer is really small, right? And everybody is competing for that same attention span because we have only 24 hours in a day. Right. So how do you grab that customer's attention in a better way using like real-time user segmentation and AI shopping buddy? And then we have the end of the funnel. We have tools like customer lifetime value models, which explicitly go after customers who have like high retention rate, at least for your business. Right.
Right.
So you can prioritize going after those customers, because in the long run, they would end up paying more to you. So, yeah. And these help a lot, for small and medium-sized businesses, because it's very hard for them to actually go out in the market and get all these tools, because very few companies provide them at a better rate. So that's where we come in, and we provide all these tools to make your business better and sell better.
You know, I think that's so important. And the one thing that you said in the beginning, which is really important, is that a lot of people don't know their audience, or they have the wrong audience. And they, in their mind, they're advertising their product or their service, and they're wondering why, you know, they're not getting the return, you know, that they're looking for, and that percentage of buyers, but the people that they're marketing to are not really interested. You know, somehow they might've clicked on it once or twice, they got on their list, or, you know, but they've grown this audience, but it's not the right audience. And, you know, so, you know, maybe you can explain to people how they can, you know, what are some ways from your own experience that how people could figure out who their audience is, and then being able to make changes so they could actually go after the right audience and actually start selling their product or service.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, Stacy. And we have seen that problem a lot. So when I was at Groupon, we'd work with a lot of small and medium-sized businesses, right? So I was at Groupon for like close to 2.5 to 3 years, around 2.5 years as a senior data scientist there. And we would look at different user segments for different small and medium-sized businesses, right? And one thing we observed is that a lot of businesses get a lot of first-time visitors. And they also have these returning visitors who really like the product, and they're coming back to the customer again and again. But there's a significant gap in conversion between returning visitors and first-time visitors. So there is kind of you can feel like there is kind of a valley, right? Or like a kind of a roadblock wherein a first-time customer has some roadblock in becoming a paying customer and then coming back to the business again and again to buy. And a couple of reasons for that are, you know, the landing page is not aligned with whatever keyword they searched on Google, or like or any Facebook page they came from, or any other forum they were on. So the landing page do not align with that search intent.
Right.
Other big thing that we have seen is that they are doing price shopping, right? So they search on Google, say, hey, give me red shoes, or I want to buy red shoes. Now, they would open multiple tabs, and then they'll just do a shopping, like, price comparison, and then go with, like, a combination of better comfort, better style, and pricing, right? So if we can hit or target that customer at that time, that, I know you're kind of price shopping, we have a great deal for you. Maybe this particular red shoe, if you buy in like next 60 minutes, we can, you know, give you a great service, or we can ship you in like a day, or like next 4 hours, or we can give you a 10% off. That kind of targeting helps a lot, right? So knowing the search intent of the customer and acting accordingly, right? That's the second thing. The third thing which we have seen is that they might have done a lot of social media, a lot of SEO, but the keyword that they're targeting, that they targeted in those social media and SEO, is different from what the site is actually selling. So let me give you an example. We have a customer, when they came to us, they were basically going after like, you know, herbal tea and so on and so forth. But you know what they advertised, or what they had a lot of links coming for? They had links coming for like herbal tea t-shirts. So if a person is going to buy herbal tea, why would he come to your site and buy the t-shirts, right? So this is an extreme case of mismatch, but you can a subtle difference like that can make your conversion rate from 4% to 0.1%, right?
Right.
So that mismatch in intent, Then the last thing is not getting the right ICP, right? And even if you get the right ICP, ICP is basically ideal customer profile, right? Who are you selling to, right? If you're just, if you're not matching the, if you got the ICP right, but you're not matching the ICP with their buying intent, and you're, say, just writing, say, 5 ways you can sleep better at night, right? And then you like write like, okay, this is one herbal tea, herbal tea A, herbal tea B, herbal tea C, right? Yeah. The customer will come, just read it and leave, right? So you have to match the search intent and the ICP with the buying intent. For example, a better way to do this would be something like, hey, this is what we found. When you use my herbal tea brand A, this is what we found, how you can sleep better, how you can, be more refreshed in your mornings, how you can be like more energetic, all that, right? And you can list all these downs with like citations, right? Okay, well, this is our case study, this is that. And that would actually, that aligns well with the buying intent of the customer. If someone is reading that,
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
Yeah. You know, if 100 people came, at least 5 to 10 would be convinced to buy your product because you have written a thing which aligns with your with their buying intent, right?
Right.
So that's the other thing. That's the other thing that's important to keep in mind, right? And so when you come to us, we look at all these criterias. We look at your landing pages, your different images, your buttons, and see what is helping in conversion, what is not helping in conversion, and get you started on that. Yeah.
I think a lot of people, they don't understand SEO and they don't understand when it comes to the keywords, how important they are. And they even had, it was a debate, is SEO, dead, so they had those articles coming on and, I believe that we need SEO, it's like, in order for Google to understand when the spiders come through, what your products are and what your website's about, we have to have those keywords. I think they're important, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, they are, right? SEO, is never gonna be dead because, there would always be some form of search, right? It may change its shape, it may go to chatbot search or search inside the chatbot, but there would always be this case where someone types in a question, an answer comes up, and then from that answer, there's a link to your site. So basically the search optimization is always going to be there. The shape and the form will change, right? So, and to get that link, you will have to have keywords, otherwise, how would they understand that this website is important for this answer, right? So you're absolutely right that it's going to be there. The form of it will change, absolutely, right? As people become more savvier, as algorithms become better, the form of it will change, of course, but there has to be contextual keywords that will map the search intent with the final result.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to funneling, funneling can take a long time to do for someone who is not experienced in it. You can understand how to do it, but you could sit there for hours and hours and hours, trying to create a productive funnel. And sometimes it could be an okay funnel because you're doing it and you don't know everything that needs to be done because it has to be done. Yeah. It has to be meticulous and it has to be done a specific way. Now, when it comes to your company, you have different services. You said you have your AI-based and you create funnels, that actually target the right audience and it's going after, it's going after, kind of doing alphabet or seeing what works, what doesn't work. And so tell us a little about that, how your company is unique compared to other funnel companies, because there are funnel companies out there and they're not always that easy to use. They're very technical, you know, so, you know, it's not that easy. So, you know, what is so unique about your company?
Yeah. So there are a couple of things. That's a great question. Again, like you hit the nail on the head. Like, yes, there are products out there, but A, they are costlier and they're also like much more technical. The way that makes us different is we go with the data, where the data takes us, right? We are not gonna basically just like give you a fixed framework that, okay, do this, 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 your funnel will be better. No, I don't think anybody has a magic formula like that. Yes, it may work. These cookie cutter approaches may work for certain industries, but they are not universal. So the way we work is, you know, we give you an A-B test dashboard, right? And we launch different landing pages based on your feedback, right? So when you come to us for a week or 2 weeks, depending upon how much traffic you have, we gather your data, just raw data, where your users are coming from, what they're clicking on, what images they are seeing, what is the scroll speed, what buttons they're clicking, how many clicks between they're coming to the site and final sale, all of that.
Yeah.
Right. And then using that, we generate these user segments, right? And see what is the conversion path and rate for different user segments that you have. And then we consult with you as to, for different user segments, what can be an effective strategy, right? To like either incentivize them to purchase more or like get them a better landing page experience. And then we launch those based on the discussions we have. And then we just, again, gather data. We do A-B tests. We try different versions of the landing page, different incentives. And the data basically guides us that, okay, this is a better landing page, this is a better incentive, this is a better wording on the checkout, right? So it's basically very intuitive. The data tells you that you can see the number on the dashboard that, okay, this is clearly performing well. This version A is performing well than version B, right? Now going back to other funnels, right? Typically what they do is they will give you a landing page and then like there will be a form or like a purchase link to your final product. That's kind of very simplistic because the user is not getting a holistic perspective of all your products, right? So that's why having a more A-B test based strategy gets you to a funnel that is better optimized and more scalable and also robust.
I think that's really important. And I think once you understand your audience and you really understand, you know, what people are purchasing your product, how many times they're coming to your website, what they're looking for, what products they're buying the most of, you can really start to revamp your entire website, you know, start selling more products, you know, based on the data that you're receiving. Sometimes I think, you know, a lot of people that have businesses, they do the things that they like and they don't pay enough attention to what their audience likes. And I think that's where a fault comes in too.
Yes, exactly. So that's a great point. And that happens so much so often that it's almost like ridiculous, right? So there's a concept called HIPPO, and it's called highest person's opinion. Right. So you have like a 30 person team who is running a business. And if those owner says, I don't like this image, why did you guys put it? Even though the data says that this image will make you convert more.
Yeah.
The people have to change it. Right. So that's why being guided by data and having a funnel that is being guided by data is absolutely important rather than going by our intuitions or our likes or dislikes. You should just let the data speak for itself, right? And not the HIPPO or anybody else basically bias that opinion.
And that could probably even help you with your ads too. Once you know your audience and you know what they like, then you could actually, and you have all that data, you can actually start really advertising properly, you know, instead of spending, you know, wasting away so much money. There are people who create, you know, they create these great ads, but they're sending it to the wrong audience, or they're not using the right image, like you said, you know, the owner might like this image, and you
yes.
know, they're, you know, the people there that want to buy are looking yeah. for something completely different. So it's you know, the more data you could have and the more you can construe, it's just it's really important to have that. It's like vital. It's vital for survival.
Absolutely. 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 You know, I can give you a real quick example. One of our customers, they're in Florida. They do like kayaking and, you know, diving and all. They have a dive shop, right? We discovered that there are two big segments, and one segment is buying at half the rate of the other. And just for the simple reason that they come in, their products are great, their services are great, but they have such a higher price point, right?
Yes.
And they're justified to have that price point, but they have such a higher price point that basically they are kind of adding a very big barrier for the first time visitor
yeah.
to even try their product. And
right.
they have a very high returning rate. So what we did was, if you're a first time visitor to that shop, basically we know that using our different strategies that we have, we will basically give you an extra bundle on top of what the already product we are giving you. And that kind of boosted their conversion rate by quite a lot, right?
Yes.
And also that also affected their, like, you know, lower end of the funnel, where their return rate also increased, because the first time visitor, when they saw, they were getting so many things out of just this much money,
right.
they would keep coming back to them for that great service they had, right? So, you know, so once you use that data that you saw and then
yeah.
make your decisions based on that, it's amazing how much improvement you can get.
And I've seen companies do that, and I like that. You know, they'll have like a welcome coupon on the front, or they'll do like
yes.
a, you know, wheel,
spin
you know,
wheel, for, yes, yeah.
spin wheel, you know,
yes.
And then they'll target those first time buyers. And, you know, it's and what also is a great tactic is a lot of times they'll ask you to put your phone number in, and, you know,
yeah.
then they'll text in advertisements to them. And I don't know if the
yeah.
consumer like that or not, but it's great because now you got your data, you know, what type of person is this? What kind of consumer am I dealing with?
Yeah.
If they react in a positive way, you're starting to understand who's coming to my site, you know, what kind of first time buyers are coming, what, you know, and, you know, who are the people that are coming consistently to buy over
yeah.
and over again, and
yeah.
what are they buying? You know, what do they
yeah.
like
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, so the one thing that I would just mention here, like, and which you brought up, that whether the consumers like it or not, I think that's why it's very important to be strategic about what incentives do you give to what customer segments. You should not be giving the same incentive to everybody,
right?
Which basically cheapens your products, and it also basically.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Takes you away from building a consumer base that has higher return rate, right?
Yes.
And it's also like kind of loyal to you, right? So I think that's why it's important to drive that decision using data, and not like blindly give one particular incentive or the other to everybody.
Right.
For example, the dive shop we talked about, we didn't give this to everybody. We have
right.
tech, basically something called Deep ID. Using that, we can know that, okay, how many times you came to the website without storing cookies, and, you know, it doesn't follow you everywhere on the internet, like, you know,
yeah.
cookies do. So that's why it's cookie-less, but it gets the job done, right?
Right.
So that's why it's important to guide your decisions through these data techniques.
Yes, because, you know, a lot of times companies, if they don't do things like this, they, you know, a lot of companies won't survive the first year. You know, you see
exactly.
so many companies go out of business the first year, and it's
yeah.
because these are the strategies that they're lacking, and
yeah.
it's vital for survival and to really make a profitable business and grow.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to have these like AI and data science tools in the very beginning, because you have a lot less money, you have a lot less time. Every decision that you make is make or break, right? You will basically, if you don't make the right decisions in the beginning, you might actually have to shut your business down. So that's why it's absolutely important. It's more important than big tech.
Yeah.
For the SMBs to have these tools. Otherwise, you know, the competition is becoming tougher and tougher. Like I said, there are so many other options out there and everybody has a limited attention span because we only have 24 hours in a day, right? So basically you cannot compete for that attention unless you have all these data-driven tools.
No, 100%, 100%. I agree with you. I don't, you know, I think the biggest problem is that people just don't understand what funneling is. You know, when, you know, there are a lot of people that understand certain parts of business, they, you know, they may know how to manage a business, they may know how to run a business, but when it comes to the tech side, which is so vital in our society today, because that's, you know, that it's, you know, online is really taken over. You know, people go online now to buy more than they do, you know, in stores. You know, it's easier, it's faster, it's convenient. And a lot of times, I don't know if you've noticed, but you go into a store, they have less, they're selling less products in the store, and you go online and they have so much more to choose from.
Yeah.
So it's always the customer.
Exactly. And again, great point here. And you can see the reason why, right? Because there's no storage cost for them. They can store anywhere they want. They don't have to look good and all that. Right. And they can ship from anywhere. So it makes that business also more efficient and like get their margins better as well. Right. So it helps everybody. Right. You as a consumer are better placed because you can get by it like in a convenience by one, just one click, convenience of a click. And then that business is also operating at a better margin because they don't have to pay a huge sum of money for a better location, better beautification of the store and all that, right? So it's actually a win-win. But where it becomes a problem is that, you know, when like these tools, right, are not available to everybody. So it basically becomes a winner takes all because they have better data, they can make better decisions, they can run higher powered algorithms, right? Because all of these algorithms are also data dependent. Right.
Yeah.
The more data you give them, the better they become. Right. Same for AI bots. Right. So that's when it becomes like a very competitive space when these data-driven decisions are not made. Yeah.
And it seems like if you have the right data and you have and you are doing your SEO properly and you have these funnels intact, you could actually really climb up Google and go really, you know, hit that first page. You know, it could by doing it the right way, you know, it seems like you could actually have an easier time because you want to get on that first page. You want to be one of those first people that they see when they type a keyword in.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and on top of that, right. You know, even your PPC, like, you know, your ads become better because Google doesn't want their search experience to be like, just like, you know, salesy, right. Streaming ads everywhere. So if you're not, performing well organically, you would have to end up paying more to be on that, you know, sales box, right? That ad box, right? So it helps your PPC as well as your social media presence, right? You know, if you're doing a great job, right, on your site and on like your organic traffic, basically people notice that, and then they would organically give you links from their like say Facebook page or their Instagram that, hey, I went there, this was such a great product I bought, you know, these guys are really good, you know, right? So you pick up a lot of organic traffic as well this way, you know.
Right. I think it's so important, you know, these are things that people really have to look at. And is it, you know, the program that you developed, is it easy for first time buyers? Like, you know, when they come on, like not first time buyers, but first time users, you know, is it an easy service? You know, how does it actually work? So someone comes onto your website, they want to start doing funnels. They want to start, you know, getting their products, you know, known and on the internet, you know, what's process that they go through?
So the process is we haven't done it like one-click install and, pay to play. It's more like consultative. So you just like click on our free trial button, we'll get an email, and then we'll, our product team will contact you, right? And then we add our tool in the back end of your site. We gather the data for a week or 2 weeks, depending upon how much traffic you have. Yeah. And then in the next call, we basically sit with you and go through your current funnel, like where people are dropping off, what are the different user segments, where you need to improve. And then, based on your feedback, we'll try to go after different user segments. For example, if you have a particular user segment in a particular geolocation who are converting, say, one third of the rate of your average population, we can go after them because like the lowest hanging fruit, there would definitely be some form or the other where we can improve that conversion rate, unless it's a drastically bad, there's something drastically bad going on, right? So we go after these four or five user segments. We run the A-B test for a couple of weeks. We improve your conversion numbers. If it doesn't work, we'll try different A-B tests. And eventually your numbers will go up. And then, we get you in, we give you all the other tools, right? So we started with the A-B test and user segments. Then we also give you landing page optimization, right? So you can optimize your landing page. Then we also give you, if you need, AI Shopping Buddy, wherein, you can use that to basically improve your, customer service and also capture leads that way, right? Because one of the very popular questions is like, can I, do you have any offers going on, right? To the bot, or like, can I get this product customized, right? Get my name written here, or like, can I get a different color, right? So these kind of questions actually also help you capture more leads who may not convert right away, but if you follow through with emails and texts, they would eventually convert, right? And then, so this basically takes care of your middle of your funnel. And then we have like, if you want to also do your top of the funnel, we have SEO and ads optimization software, which basically takes your ads data and SEO data, does the analysis, and looks for keywords where you are better placed to have better PPC rate, right? You don't have to pay an arm and a leg to basically get those clicks from Google. And the last product tool that we have is basically customer lifetime value, wherein if your churn rate is higher, we can basically look at that data and see which segment you can go after to slowly improve your retention rate.
Yeah, I think, one of the things I see a lot, people don't realize how many lead magnets they actually have. If you go on your, even the data from your website, but even if you go on social media, who's following you, who's on your LinkedIn, there's so many ways to get information on the people that are interested and come up with tools and funnels that you could apply and see which one works and which one doesn't. But, people don't realize, like when I brought up to my clients, you have tons of lead magnets. They look at me confused, like, no, I don't. I'm like, no. But, people have hundreds and hundreds of lead magnets. They're never aware of it. What are your feelings about that? What do you think from what your own experiences?
Oh, that's a great point. I agree. We overlook a lot of signals and a lot of a lot of these lead magnets that we actually can very well use, right? For example, one of the things that we're doing is we also started small, right? So it was a 2-person company when we started 3.5 years back. Now we are close to 14 people company, backed by some good angel investors. So one of the things that we have noticed is basically people ignore a lot of their social media cues, right?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. capital at risk.
Which kind of posts are working well, which are not, you know, which kind of posts actually get you leads versus which are not, which follower is actually getting you more conversion versus which is not, right? So if we can be more cognizant and mindful of this, I think we would make better decisions for the business as well. You're right, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I think people overlook a lot of things. Like they don't realize, you know, how many opportunities there is to grow within their business. And I think, again, it goes back to what we were saying. It's very hard if you're trying to be a one person or a two person business in the beginning and you have a limited budget. It's really hard,
It's really hard.
If you have someone actually, and you can, you know, that can look at this data, you know, and you can, you know, analyze it, you know, and, you know, focus, you know, and make connections and, you know, maybe, you know, create some types of advertisement, you can really grow. It's like, you know, I think one of the biggest things is that you have to go after, you know, once you get a reaction, you know, from the data, you need to go after that, you know, and some people don't go after it. I've seen businesses where they have people that they could have for potential clients, you know, that are reoccurring, and they just don't go after it. They kind of leave the store and they don't send them emails. They don't say, you know, hey, you forgot a product in your cart or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, lose so much money that way.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And there are different ways of doing this, right? So the traditional way was, Stacy, was you send that abandoned cart email or you send that abandoned form email, right?
If
you're getting a lead capture. But now what you can do is basically you have, like, you can personalize images, right? Because the AI can generate the images on its own, right?
Yeah.
So you can basically mash up all the products they saw, right? And create like a good GIF file that just goes into the email that, hey, these are the products, you know, they how good they look. And if you buy in the next 60 minutes, we'll also put in this as well, right? So that conversion rate shoots up, right? Yes, because, you know, visual cues are so important for humans, you know. If you're browsing a product and if you can visualize yourself how well you would be using that product, you know, it's very easy to sell you then, right? So I think if, you know, with this new technology, right, you know, generating images, like, you know, just by describing them and all that, right? I think, if people use it the right way, I think it would improve their business by quite a lot, you know.
Does your company provide those type of services where you could generate the AI images like that?
So we don't do it for like, you know, like we don't do it as like a product, but we can help you do it, right?
Okay.
So basically, if like, you know, so we have enterprise segment, right? Wherein we give a lot of help to our customers, wherein we take care of your top of the funnel, which is SEO ads. We take care of the middle of the funnel and also the end of the funnel, right? So as part of that, we'll give you, if we don't have those tools, we'll give you tools that can do the job for you. So
we
can, we can help there, but we don't sell it as a product yet.
Right. I like that a lot. And I like when people do that when they generate the AI images because it makes you feel special. You know,
exactly.
Make a consumer feel special. They become more vulnerable to want to purchase the product or the service.
Exactly, and you know that. Okay, even if you know that, okay, it's AI generated, you still feel that. Okay, it's so special, right? You see what I mean? You know that. Okay, this is fake, but you still fall for it.
It's a great marketing tactic.
Yes, definitely.
And I wanted to ask you, like, when it comes to, like, you know, competing against these big companies, and, you know, a lot of times, like, small owners will feel very intimidated. Like, do you have advice for them? Like, you know, things that, you know, they can, you know, give them a little inspiration on, you know, how to approach, you know, and succeed in this world where we do have a lot of big corporations, such as the ones we mentioned earlier and so forth.
Yeah, I think the way we see the problem as is, when you have big companies, they move slow and they don't operate in a niche. When you're small, you have these two advantages. You can move very fast and you can operate in a niche of a niche, right? So if you capture that niche of a niche and you move fast, I think you have like a big advantage there. You know, the big disadvantage that comes in is you don't have the availability of all these like costlier tools like A/B testing or like, you know, gathering data and like running these big servers where you can train your own AI for your specific store's use case, right? But those can be mitigated by tools like ours or like, you know, just like, you know, kind of pooling your resources, right? So, you know, that's how you can compete with the bigger fish. Yeah.
That's great. You know, I feel like it's hard for a lot of small business owners because they don't realize all these tools and techniques are available to them.
Yes.
The biggest thing I hear from people is I don't have the time. I don't have the time.
That's a big thing. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So most of the time, what we see is that smaller, medium-sized businesses, they run around like headless chickens, right? You know, there are so many open things, you know, they have to do. Oh, my payroll is, you know, still open. My, you know, accounting is bad. I have to get this on. You know, we were just talking about a wine shop. You know, we just deployed an AI buddy there. And he was like late to the meeting by 15 minutes. And he was like, hey, I was hand delivering these wines to my customer. And then I'm coming to this meeting. So you can understand, like, you know, they are in a lot of stress. And any tools that helps take that stress away is very important. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Now, what are some of the services that you provide? Like, can you go over some of the things that you do? Like, we've talked about your services, but maybe you could like do a refresher and explain to people all the different things that you do.
Absolutely. So we have the user segmentation that converts your anonymous visitor, right? Mm-hmm. So we look at the data, we discover different user segments, and then go after them using A/B tests to convert them better. That's the first product. The second product is, you know, our AI shopping buddy, which kind of captures more leads for you, for the customers who are still not decided, and also helps in customer service, right?
Right.
The third tool we have is top of the funnel, which is SEO and ads. So we go after, we analyze your strengths and weaknesses, we analyze your competitors' strengths and weaknesses, and go after keywords with high buying intent so that when those visitors come to the site, they not just read your blog and leave, but actually buy from you.
Right.
And then we have this ad optimizer, which looks at your organic presence, your social media presence, and your PPC value, combines all of that and goes after, you know, keywords that you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for, and they still convert, right? And then the final product we have is customer lifetime value, which basically helps you capture higher lifetime value customers because, you know, that would in the long run give you more revenue.
Wow. Now, where can people find you? Like, where can they go to find you and your company?
Yeah, so we are causalfunnel.com, causalfunnel.com. If you search on Google as well, Causal Funnel, you'll get us there. We're also on almost all CMS, like content management services, like Shopify, WordPress, BigCommerce, Magento, all these CMS. We are also good, highly rated on Captera and G2. So we have 5 stars and all of that. So, the best place to get in touch with us is just come to the website, causalfunnel.com, and then just say hi and we'll help you there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, before we go, can you summarize in a couple of turnovers, something that you'd like to emphasize to the listeners about the conversation we had today, that, you know, important factors that you really want to, you know, make the listeners understand?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important to look at your data and then make decisions based on that. Do not go with your intuitions or opinions. They are correct sometimes, but they also take you to a path where, you know, you would spend more time getting to a successful strategy, right? So data-driven decisions are always measurable, and anything you can measure, you can improve. If you can't measure something, you can't improve. And that's why data-driven decisions work, because you can measure it and so you can improve it. The second point I would like to make is that there are tools out there that are going to help you. And it's very important that you be on top of all the developments that's happening in AI. For example, you would become a better email marketer by, you know, generating these images, which are highly personalized for your end user. You would become a better customer service person by using these AI bots that you have. You would become a better content writer with ChatGPT and all that, right? So it's very important to be on top of these tools, especially for a small and medium-sized business.
Yes, I agree with you, because there's so many times, like we were mentioning earlier in our conversation, that people have thought that their audience was interested in this, and then they got the data back when they actually went and had a company like yours look and see who the audience was, and it was completely different. It was completely different. Like they thought it was holistic products, and these people were interested in gardening. It was like totally two different worlds.
Absolutely. I can see that.
So it's really important to do that stuff. Well, Abhi, this has been amazing. I really enjoyed all the information you provided today. I think it's so important, because I think a lot of people don't understand this, but you approached it in a very simplistic way. And it's a great company that you have. And funneling, from my own experience, I could not do it by myself. It was, as much as I am computer oriented, it takes a lot of time, and it is a difficult strategy. If you're not fully aware how to do it, it's a lot of work, but if you have people that help you and have a program, and it makes it very simplistic and easy to follow, it can change your world. It can change your business. It really can.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. It does. Yeah. And same here, Stacey, it was great talking to you. It was like, the conversations were very free flowing. I think we discovered a lot of interesting topics and answered a lot of interesting questions. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And I hope you'll come back on the show. I really enjoyed you and enjoyed everything you had to say. So I hope to see you soon. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stacey. Same here. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.